AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. In today's show, we've got new reveals from Dodge and Toyota, Continental shows off more new TPMS technology, and we take an in-depth look at Lexus's new CUV. But now let's get to the news. Earlier in the year, Dodge revealed the SRT Hellcat version of the Challenger, and now it's the Charger's turn. As you can see, designers changed up the look of the car, adding heat extractors in the hood, unique front and rear fascias, and LED lighting in the back and front. The car is powered by the same supercharged 6.2-liter Hemi V8 as the Challenger Hellcat, which cranks out 707 horsepower and 650 pound-feet of torque, but the Charger only gets the 8-speed automatic transmission. It also comes with upgraded brakes, tires, and suspension. On those street tires, the Charger SRT Hellcat has a top speed of 204 miles per hour, which is 5 more than the Challenger, and can run the quarter mile in just 11 seconds. Production of the Charger SRT Hellcat is scheduled to start early next year. You know, Toyota had a little something up its sleeve earlier this year when it introduced the FT1 concept at the Detroit Auto Show. And now it's showing off another version of the car in Pebble Beach. This time the car comes wrapped in graphite paint and the interior gets soft saddle brown leather. Toyota says it gives the car a more sophisticated feel, and we agree. It just kind of tones down the car a little bit. As of now, there are no plans to produce the FT1, but if you're a gamer, you're in luck. The FT1 will be available as a download for the new Gran Turismo 6 video game, as will a full race version called the Vision GT. Yesterday, we looked at a new TPMS sensor that Continental is coming out with, but the supplier company is not stopping there and is looking into the future of tire sensors as well. It's working on technology that will see the sensor embedded into the tire. It will be able to detect when a tire needs to be changed, if the vehicle is overloaded, and send that information to your smartphone. To determine tread depth, the sensor can detect changes in rolling characteristics over time, and if it sees a need for replacement, it could even send a notice to the repair shop. Continental says the technology is slated to come out in 2017, but I wonder how much one of these tires would cost, because they don't sound cheap. In honor of the Woodward Dream Cruise, we're going to give away another copy of the book, Pro Touring, written by the chief engineer of the new Camaro Z28, Mark Stilo. The book is a step-by-step tutorial on how to turn your Camaro into a true thoroughbred racer, but the tips can be applied to any vehicle. To get your hands on a copy, you'll need to correctly answer this trivia question. When the Woodward Dream Cruise was officially started in 1995, it was used as a fundraising campaign. But for what? Once you think you've got it, send an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. We'll pick a winner at random, and who knows, if you win, maybe you can use the tips in the book to have your car ready to hit the street for next year's Dream Cruise. Hey, and don't forget to tune in to our coverage of the Dream Cruise, which is brought to you by Dodge and Mopar. We'll be interviewing executives from those brands, so if you've got any questions, you can start sending them in now using Twitter. Just submit them using the hashtag WoodwardLiveDodgeMopar. And make sure to join us tomorrow, August 15th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time at our website, autoline.tv. Coming up next, a look at Lexus's new small crossover.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Lexus is jumping into the small crossover segment later this year with the all-new NX. The company is aiming to sell around 3,000 a month in the U.S., or about 36,000 a year. So what's it like behind the wheel of the company's new luxury vehicle? Here's AutoLine correspondent Seamus McElroy with the details.
The NX is built on the same platform as the Toyota RAV4, but 90% of the parts have been newly engineered for the luxury CUV. Lexus offers two powertrains for the NX. A 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder, the first gasoline turbo in the company's lineup, which is mated to a 6-speed automatic. The other engine is a 2.5-liter 4-cylinder hybrid that's mated to a CVT. Each engine is offered in front and all-wheel drive. Fuel economy for the turbo ranges from the low 20s in the city to the high 20s on the highway. And the hybrid's ratings range from the mid-30s in the city to the low 30s on the highway. All fuel economy numbers are estimates. There is also an F-Sport version of the NX, which is equipped with a turbo powertrain. It comes with a different style grille, bolstered seats, different wheel options, interior styling and trim to give the CUV a sportier look. Not surprisingly, the turbo is the more fun choice. It has plenty of power and responds instantly when you put your foot into the accelerator. It offers three different driving modes that the driver can select from with a rotary button. Each one does a good job of adjusting the driving dynamics to your liking. The hybrid isn't limited in its capabilities, but it doesn't have the fun-to-drive factor as the turbo, especially the F-Sport. Unlike BMW and Mercedes, which feature rotary knobs to control the infotainment system, the NX features a touchpad to use controls. I played with it for a bit, and it worked well and didn't lag. But if you don't want to use that, there are buttons on the steering wheel or in the center stack area. Overall, the interior is well laid out and there's plenty of passenger room, including in the rear. Pricing for the NX hasn't been released yet, but for what it's worth, Lexus says it will start under $40,000. Look for official pricing info closer to its launch at the end of the year.
Hey, thanks for that report, Seamus. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for watching, and we hope to see you again tomorrow.